الحمد لله، الحمد لله وحده، والصلاة والسلام على من لا نبي بعده، أما بعد، رسول الله صلى الله عليه وآله وسلم was asked a question, Ayyul Islam Khayrun? Which A'mal of Islam are the best? Which are the best deeds? Which are the best characteristics of Islam? In reply, the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wa alihi wasallam said, "Tut'imu at-ta'am," to give food, to feed Muslims, to feed non-Muslims, to feed relatives, friends, and to feed strangers, to feed the needy, and also to feed the well-to-do. Feed the humans, feed the animals. Feed, give food, supply food and drink to Muslims, non-Muslims, humans, animals, all living creatures. Fi kulli dhati kabidin ratbatin ajrun. The Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam said in another hadith that there is reward in feeding, but there is reward for feeding every living creature. This is the first characteristic of Islam, which the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wa alihi wasallam mentioned in reply to the question, Ayyul Islam Khayrun? Which A'mal of Islam, which characteristics of Islam, which practices of Islam, which deeds of Islam are the best? Tut'imu at-ta'am, to supply food, to give food to the creatures of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. The second best deed or good deed, وَتَقْرَأُ السَّلَامَ عَلَى مَنْ عَرَفْتَ وَمَنْ لَمْ تَعْرِفْ. You convey salam to that person that you are acquainted with, and also that person you are not acquainted with. You read salam, you convey salam, you greet that person that you are acquainted with, that you know, and that person that you are not acquainted with, the person you do not know. The only thing you know about that person is that he is a Muslim. Maybe you know his name, maybe you know the family he belongs to, maybe you know where he lives, or maybe you have no detail whatsoever. The only thing you know is that he is a Muslim. So, وَتَقْرَأُ السَّلَامُ, the second best characteristic of Islam, or the second best deed of Islam, or the second best amal of Islam, best practice of Islam, is to convey greeting, to convey salam, to read salam. To that person who you know and that person you do not know. Those that are known to you and those that are strangers for you. Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. When two Muslims meet each other, there is a greeting between them. The one who initiates the greeting will say Assalamu alaikum, or even better, Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullah, or even better, Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuhu. The one replying will say Wa alaikum assalam, or better, wa alaykum assalam wa rahmatullah, or even better, wa alaykum assalam wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. One who says assalamu alaykum will receive 10 rewards. One who says assalamu alaykum wa rahmatullah will receive 20 rewards. And one who says assalamu alaykum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh will receive 30 rewards. One who says wa alaykum assalam will receive 10 rewards. Wa alaykum assalam wa rahmatullah, 20 rewards. Wa alaykum assalam wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuhu, 30 rewards. It is sunnah to initiate the greeting. So one who initiates the greeting and he says assalamu alaykum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuhu, it is sunnah. But to return the greeting, to reply to the greeting, wa alaykum assalam wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuhu, is wajib. Whether the greeting is in the form of speech or whether the greeting is in the form of writing or whether the greeting is in the form of a message. So it is in writing, it is in a letter, or it is in a fax, or it is in the email, or it is in a text message, Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh, it becomes incumbent upon the one reading this greeting to say Wa alaikum assalam wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. Or a person greets a person with a speech. He says, Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. It becomes incumbent to say, Wa alaikum assalam wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. Or the salam reaches a person through a message. So in another person, a middleman comes and he says that, I went to meet Ahmed today and he has conveyed his salam to you. As soon as he says this, it becomes incumbent to say, Alayhi salam wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. The better way of saying it is alayhi wa alayka salam, or alayhim wa alaykum assalam. May the peace of Allah be upon the person who has sent greeting upon me and also you. But if a person is not aware of the Arabic language, then merely saying wa alaykum assalam wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh will also suffice. So to initiate the salam is sunnah. And to reply is wajib. So sunnah, thereafter wajib, and thereafter fard. When a person carries out a fard deed, it is more rewarding than a wajib deed. And when a person carries out a wajib deed, it is more rewarding and more meritorious and more virtuous than a sunnah deed. Because sunnah is the first stage, then wajib is the second stage, and farz is the third stage. So here, the person who initiates the salam is carrying out a sunnah act, and the one who is replying is carrying out a wajib act. So the person who is replying should get more reward, and his action should be more meritorious and more virtuous than the one initiating the salam. This is the general rule. But there are two places where the rule changes. One in salam and one at the time of sneezing. When a person sneezes and after sneezing he says Alhamdulillah, to say Alhamdulillah is sunnah. And as soon as he says Alhamdulillah, it becomes incumbent wajib upon those people who hear him say Alhamdulillah to say Yarhamukallah. So Yarhamukallah is wajib. So Yarhamukallah, the one who says Yarhamukallah, his action should be more meritorious, more rewarding, more virtuous than the one who says Alhamdulillah. But no, here and in salam, it is the other way around. Sunnah is more meritorious, sunnah is more rewarding, and sunnah is more virtuous than the wajib. Why? Because in both cases, the person who is carrying out the sunnah is doing two things. He is doing two things. Number one, he is carrying out a sunnah action. And number two, he is becoming a cause of a wajib coming into existence. So he is not carrying out a sunnah only, he is carrying out a sunnah and he is becoming the cause of another person carrying out a wajib act. Therefore, his action is more meritorious. Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuhu, wa alaikum assalam wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuhu. And the person who initiates the salam, Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa alayhi wa sallam has said, inna awlan nasi billahi man bada'ahum bis salam. From amongst the people, the most near to Allah is that person who initiates the salam. And in another hadith, the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, al-badi'u bis salam bari'un min al-kibr. The one who initiates the salam is immune from kibr. So when a person, he initiates the salam and he says, assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh, it is a sign that he does not have kibr. If he was proud and arrogant, he would have waited for the other person to initiate the salam. But this is a sign that he is humble. So the one who begins the salam is immune from kibr. And if there is even an iota of kibr and arrogance and pride in his heart, if he continues with this amal of initiating the salam, inshallah, this amal will make him pure from kibr, immune from kibr. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says in the glorious Quran, وَإِذَا حُيِّيتُمْ بِتَحِيَّةٍ, when you are greeted with a greeting, فَحَيُّ بِأَحْسَنَ مِنْهَا, then reply the greeting with a greeting which is more better than the greeting you have been greeted with. Or أَوْ رُدُّهَا, or reply with an equal greeting. From this the ulama have deduced that if a person greets with the words assalamu alaikum, it is better to say assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullah wa alaikum assalam wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuhu, or wa alaikum assalam wa rahmatullah. Because the Quran first mentions reply to the greeting with a better greeting or equal to what you have been greeted with. So for better. So if a person says assalamu alaikum, in reply you should say wa alaikum assalam wa rahmatullah, or wa alaikum assalam wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. The more the words, the more the reward. And if a person says assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullah, then you should say wa alaikum assalam wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. And if a person says assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuhu, then that is the end. So you will say, wa alaykum as-salam wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. So in reply to as-salamu alaykum, you have three choices. As-salamu alaykum, wa alaykum as-salam, wa alaykum as-salam wa rahmatullahi wa alaykum as-salam wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. In reply to as-salamu alaykum wa rahmatullahi, you have two choices. Wa alaykum as-salam wa rahmatullahi, wa alaykum as-salam wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. And in reply to assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuhu, you have only one choice, wa alaikum assalam wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuhu. If a person replies with words which are lesser than the words with which he has been greeted with, it is permissible. But it is not something nice. It is not something liked by our deen. So if a person says, assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh, and you are to only say, wa alaikum assalam, you have been absolved of the wujub, of the necessity of replying, but what you have done is not something nice, it's not something beautiful, it's not something pleasant. Assalamu alaikum wa alaikum assalam. Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullah wa alaikum assalam wa rahmatullah. Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuhu. Wa alaikum assalam wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuhu. That is the minimum. But what I suggest to my friends is that we should make a habit that whenever we greet someone, we should say assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuhu. And when we are greeted, we should say wa alaikum assalam wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuhu. And whom should we greet? Each and every Muslim. Each and every Muslim. So should we greet the Muslims only and not non-Muslims? No. No. A Muslim stands on a very high pedestal of morals and characters. And he has been taught to greet each and everyone, Muslim and non-Muslim. But there are different etiquettes for different situations. For example, when a person says, Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuhu, two Muslims, but situation is different. First situation is a Muslim is saying, Assalamu alaikum. It is sufficient for the other Muslim to say, Wa alaikum assalam. Now, this situation changes between two Muslims. So the Muslim says, Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullah. Now, it will not be sufficient for the other to say, Wa alaikum assalam. It won't look nice. So he will be encouraged to say at least, Wa alaikum assalam wa rahmatullah. Again, situation changes. Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuhu. Now, he will be expected to repeat the whole salam. Wa alaikum assalam wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. So whenever the situations change, the etiquettes and the teachings will change. Whether it is between Muslims or it is between Muslims and non-Muslims. So a Muslim is expected to greet both Muslims and non-Muslims. But when he is greeting Muslims, he will use these words, assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullah, assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. And when he is greeting non-Muslims, he will say hello, he will say how are you, he will say good morning, he will say good afternoon, or in the Arabic he will say salamun ala manittaba'a al-huda. So greeting is not only for the Muslims. The Muslims are not taught to greet the Muslims only and not the non-Muslims. No, but whenever the situation changes, the ruling changes, the teaching changes, the etiquette changes. So we are taught to greet each and everyone. For non-Muslims, other greetings. For Muslims, other greetings. Muslims situation sometimes assalamu alaikum wa alaikum assalam, assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullah, wa alaikum assalam wa rahmatullah. And Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam has emphasized in this verse, in this hadith, that greeting a Muslim will become a best characteristic if you greet those who you know and those who you do not know. If you only greet those people that you know, it will be a good deed, but it will not belong to the category of best deeds. And there is a category of best deeds. These are not the only two best deeds. There are so many other best deeds also, which Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam has mentioned in other ahadith. In this hadith, Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam has mentioned only two. For example, a person comes to his sheikh and he says that I have a problem with my gaze. Can you give me a cure? The sheikh will have 10 cures in his mind. But it will be very difficult for the person who is not an expert, who is not experienced to grasp all 10. So he will look at the person and teach him accordingly. This is a sign of a very good teacher. And Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam was the best muallim, best teacher. So whenever he was asked a particular question, he would look at the circumstance. He would look at the person, he would look at the people, the gathering, and according to the need of the people, need of the person questioning, and need of the circumstance, need of the time, he would mention those amal which would be more suitable for them. So Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam said, to greet another Muslim, whether you know him or whether you do not know him, this deed will belong to the category of the best deeds. But if you greet only those people that you know, and you don't greet those people that you do not know, it will be a good deed, but it will not belong to the best deeds. So it is very important that we greet each and every Muslim. And we also greet non-Muslims. When we come across non-Muslims, hello, how are you, good morning. Islam does not prevent us from being good to people other than Muslims. No, Islam teaches us to be good to each and every person. Each and every person. Irhamu man fil ard. Be merciful to all those people who live on this earth. Not only Muslims. Irhamu man fil ard. Be merciful to all those people who live on this earth. In return, what will Allah grant you? Yarhamkum man fis sama. The one who is in the heavens will show you mercy. That means if you show mercy to a Muslim or a non-Muslim, showing mercy to a Muslim or a non-Muslim will attract the mercy of the Creator. So we greet our Muslim brothers and, where permissible, our Muslim sisters, keeping in mind the injunctions of hijab. We greet. Whether we know our Muslim brother or not, whether we know our Muslim sister or not, as long as we know, as long as the sister knows that she is a Muslim sister, as long as the brother knows that this is a Muslim brother, we should greet. The Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa alihi wa sallam has said in a hadith, Imam Tahawi rahimahullahu ta'ala and others have reported this hadith, that Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said that nearer the time of Qiyamah, when the Qiyamah will draw near, nearer the time of Qiyamah, a person will pass by the masjid at the time of Salah, but will not perform Salah. So this is one sign of Qiyamah, that a person will pass by the masjid at the time of Salah, but he will not enter the masjid and he will not participate in the congregation and he will not perform Salah. And the other, nearer the time of Qiyamah, a person will greet that person who he knows, but he will not greet that person who he does not know. So if we greet those people whom we know, and we do not greet those people whom we do not know, we are becoming part of the sign of Qiyamah. We are becoming the part of the sign of Qiyamah. So we need to learn to greet each and every person. And in greeting, we need to be very clear. So when we greet somebody, we should not whisper. We should say, Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuhu. And in reply also we should not whisper, Wa alaikum assalam wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuhu. If we say Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuhu and we whisper, what is the point of that greeting? Okay, we have said Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuhu. The other person is saying Wa alaikum assalam wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuhu silently. He has absorbed himself of the necessity and the necessary injunction that was upon him, the wujub. But what is the point? He did not greet his brother. The expectation that his Muslim brother had from him. So loudly, Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuhu wa alaikum assalam wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuhu. Clear, loud and clear. It has to be loud and clear. And it needs to be correct. Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. Wa alaikum assalam wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. Assalamu alaikum. It begins with Hamza. Assalamu alaikum. Not salamu alaikum. Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. Wa alaikum assalam wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. Loud and clear. Correct. And as frequently as possible. Huh? The Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam said, "Afshu salam, spread salam." Huh? And one meaning of spread salam is to do it frequently. So when you do salam frequently, you are doing salam here, you are doing salam there, you are doing salam there, you are doing salam outside in the atrium, you are doing salam outside on the road, so you are spreading salam. And the other interpretation is loudly. So when a person whispers, Assalamu alaikum, it hasn't spread. And when you say, Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh, it will go as far as 200 yards, 300 yards. So the meaning of Afshus Salam is to frequently greet each other and also to say it loudly. And finally, sabqat. So, loud and clear. Correct words. And frequently, whenever you get the opportunity. The Sahaba Ridwanullahi Ta'ala Ali Majmain were so particular that the time of salam, what is the time of salam? When two Muslims separate and after separating when they meet again, that is the time for salam. So when the Sahaba Ridwanullahi Ta'ala Ali Majmain, when a tree would separate them for a while, a rock would separate them for a while, and when they used to see each other, they would say Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh, and thereafter they would continue with the conversation. If we have guests in our home, we go in the kitchen and back kitchen in the back a few times to make preparations for tea, snack. Every time we leave the room, we are being separated. So every time we return again, it is time for us to say Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. So loud and clear, correct, frequently, and finally, sabqat. Sabqat. Try to be the one who initiates the salam, not the one who replies. Because there are so many benefits. So many benefits. If we, my friends, my brothers, my sisters, if we hold fast to this teaching of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wa alihi wasallam, we will see so much change in our lives. The love amongst us will increase. Love amongst us will increase. And because we are always praying for each other, that, O Allah, send peace upon him. O Allah, send mercy upon him. O Allah, send blessing upon him. Salam, barakah and rahmah. We are always praying for each other. So we all will be engulfed with peace, mercy and blessings. And if each individual is engulfed with these three blessings, which encompasses all the goodness of this world and the hereafter, then those around these people will also benefit, be they Muslims or non-Muslims. Peace will prevail. Mercy will prevail. Blessing will prevail. Because we are all the time praying for each other. May the peace of Allah be upon you. May the mercy of Allah be upon you. May the barakah of Allah be upon you. And even if there is the slightest of barrier between two people, slightest of grief between two people, inshallah, frequent salam will remove these barriers, these misunderstandings, these grievances. Let us act on this teaching of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam. And eventually, this action, only this action, this salam, spreading of salam, if you do it sincerely, eventually it will make us complete believers. And who is a complete believer? Complete believer is he who on the day of Qiyamah will be granted entry into Jannah direct without him having to go in the fire of Jahannam. The Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, لَا تَدْخُلُونَ الْجَنَّةَ حَتَّى تُؤْمِنُوا. You will not be able to enter Jannah directly without having to go in the fire of Jahannam until you become complete believers. Because if you are not complete believers, that means you are sinning also. And as a result of your sinning, you will be thrown in the fire of Jahannam for 1 year, 5 years, 10 years, and then eventually you will be entered into Jannah. So you will not be able to enter Jannah directly without having to go in the fire of Jahannam until you become perfect believers. وَلَا تُؤْمِنُوا حَتَّى تَحَابُّوا. And you will not be able to become perfect believers until you begin to love each other. So if you begin to love each other, if your hearts are clean and pure for each other, you are sincere with each other, you have feeling for each other, you have love for each other, then you will become perfect believers. And when you become perfect believers, you will be able to go straight into Jannah. Now how can we love each other? أَوَلَا أَدُلُّكُمْ عَلَىٰ شَيْءٍ إِذَا فَعَلْتُمُوهُ تَحَابَبْتُمْ. Shall I not direct you to an amal which if you begin to practice, Allah will create this strong bond of love between you? أَفْشُ السَّلَامَ بَيْنَكُمْ. Spread salam amongst you. Spread salam amongst you. If you spread salam amongst you, then Allah will create a strong bond between you. And when this strong bond is created between you, slowly, 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 the whole deen will come in your life. Whole deen will come in your life. And when the whole deen comes in your life, you will become a perfect believer. And when you become a perfect believer on the day of Qiyamah, Allah will grant you entry into Jannah without having to go in the fire of Jahannam. When you become a perfect believer, Allah will grant you Husne Khatima. Guaranteed. Death on Iman guaranteed. Your qabr, your grave will become a garden from the gardens of paradise. Guaranteed. You will be granted shade under his throne on the day of Qiyamah. Guaranteed. You will experience an easy reckoning, easy hisab. Guaranteed. You will cross the pul sirat. And you will not fall in the fire of Jahannam. Guaranteed. When you become perfect believer. And how can you become a perfect believer? By loving each other. And how do we begin to love each other? By spreading salam. Spread salam as much as possible. I will end with a hadith of the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa alayhi wa sallam. The Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam is entering Madina Munawwara. Abdullah ibn Salam radiyallahu ta'ala anhu says that this is the first time I was seeing the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. And when my gaze fell on the blessed face of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, فَلَمَّا رَأَيْتُ وَجْهَهُ تَبَيَّنْتُ أَنَّ وَجْهَهُ لَيْسَ بِوَجْهِ كَذَّابٍ. I was 100% sure that this is not the face of a liar. His blessed face was a dalil, an evidence and proof of his prophethood. The face was so innocent. The face was so glowing. The face was so handsome. There was so much noor on his face that only by setting my gaze for the very first time on this blessed face, my heart accepted that this cannot be a face of a liar. He has to be the Prophet of Allah. And thereafter, I saw his lips moving, so I paid my attention to what he was saying. So he was saying, Ya Yuhannas, O people, Afshu Salam. This is the first message that he gave to the people of Madina Munawwara after migration. O people, Afshu Salam. Spread salam, spread peace, spread salam. Wat'imut ta'am, and give food. Wasilul arham, and strengthen the bond of kinship. Strengthen the bond of love between relatives. Be good to your relatives. Nowadays we are all distanced from our relatives and more close to our friends. Having friends is a very big blessing of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala too. Friendship, it's alhamdulillah. Good friends will help us shape our lives in this world, and good friends will help us in the hereafter also. Good friends is a blessing. But if we are fortunate to have good friends, that does not mean that the relationship that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has decreed for us, this relationship with relatives has been decreed by Allah that he is related to you because I have made him your brother. She is related to you because I have made her your aunt. She is related to you because I have made her your cousin sister. This kinship. Strengthen the bond of kinship. Wasilul arham. Be good to your relatives. Afshu salam. Spread salam. Wa'timut ta'am. Provide food. Wasilul arham. Strengthen the bond of kinship. Waqumu bil layl wan nasu niyam. And stand in qiyam during the night. Perform tahajjud during the night. When people are asleep. Do four things. The Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam has migrated from Makkah Mukarrama. He is entering Madina Munawwara for the very first time. The people of Quba, Madina, they are seeing the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam. And he is giving these four messages. Ponder over these four messages. From amongst the four messages, three are related to the creation of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and only one is related to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And all three contain message of peace, lessons of peace, all three lessons of peace, lessons of mercy, lessons of compassion, lessons of generosity, lessons of feeling for others. Afshu salam. When people meet you, say assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. Wa'timut ta'am. Give food. Here also, give food to whom? Everybody. Wasilul arham. Strengthen the bond of kinship. Be good to your relatives. Be good to them. Whenever you meet them with a happy countenance. Whenever you meet them, be polite, be considerate. Try to bring joy in their lives. When they need your assistance, assist them. Wasirul arham. Waqumu bil layl wan nasu qiyam. And one right of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, when people are asleep at night, then stand and perform tahajjud. If you do these four things, what will Allah grant you? Tadkhulul jannata bi salam. You will enter Jannah with ease and safety. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala grant us all the tawfiq to strive and bring these two deeds which belong to the category of best deeds into our lives. So that we can also be seen by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala as best Muslims. Wa akhiru da'wana alhamdulillahi rabbil alameen. Wa sallallahu ala nabiyyina Muhammad wa ala alihi wa ashabihi ajma'in.